Welcome, everybody. Memorial Day 2020 kind of coronavirus edition of Dinner Plus Drinks.
What is this Memorial Day?
We are so happy to have you along on this journey with us.
Thanks for listening.
Bridget.
Yeah, Nick.
You seem very cheery today.
Yeah. You know, this week has been a whole lot of like super high highs or super low lows. So, you know, that's hard to maintain.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to talk about the lows because we're here to be cheerful. But we had some good highs this week. So like yesterday.
Mushrooms?
Not that kind.
Oh, okay.
Thought we might go there.
It's moral seasoning, you know, like
people
are out finding.
Talking about all the things.
All the shrooms.
Not me. Not a fan.
I think this will be, remember wild asparagus was a huge thing like 2 or 3 years ago,
yes,
where everybody went out to find wild asparagus?
Yes.
Now everybody has a time to go moral hunting.
Find mushrooms?
I don't think this is going to last.
It's not going to be a thing that our friends are posting about on Facebook for a while.
No.
I did see like an odd amount of people doing that. I'm like, oh, okay, guys, I don't have that time, but cool. Yeah, yesterday was a good day. Got dressed in like regular clothes, hair and makeup, and it's amazing what that'll do for a day. We had a, between the last time we were recording and publishing and whatnot, I did a little virtual like sprinkle for my sister. So second baby showers are called sprinkles.
Oh, they're called sprinkles.
You're giving me that weird look. So for those of you men that don't know.
Hey, we have 35 to 40% men listening to this podcast.
Well, so gentlemen, this is a weird thing women do. Baby showers for baby number one, sprinkles for baby number two.
So all the crap that you're like, should I throw this out? Should I not throw this out? And then you throw it out and you're like, oh man, I'm having another kid.
Here you go. And you get it again. It's not so much about gifts, but like celebrating the mom is what sprinkles are about.
Oh, because her life's really officially over now.
something like that. I hope you enjoyed your sprinkle, Shannon.
Love you, Lucy.
Love you. So anyway, we did that and it was really lovely. We did a couple people social distanced in the driveway and then like 12 or 14 or so on a Zoom meeting. So it was really refreshing to see friendly faces.
Do you do those dumb games like you do at baby showers? You people and your dumb games at these things.
Listen, no one likes
people.
Those things. You people, women. Yeah, we did. So normally like...
why do you do them?
Well, listen, it's hard to have a celebration on Zoom and you gotta like, it's a very fine balance. And let me tell you, Brittany managed it very well. You've gotta like make sure 20 people aren't talking over one another, but also having some fun and still like, we're here to not just be doom and gloom about coronavirus. We're here to celebrate Shannon. So the games
were
like
Shannon!
A good way to be like, yay. Okay, anyway, it was very fun. Don't rain on my parade.
No, I'm glad it was fun.
On That's my sprinkle awesome. Parade, okay?
I'm very happy. Very happy.
So that was nice. What about you? How was your week?
My week was hectic, actually.
Yeah,
we had a lot going on.
Housework, all the above. Yeah.
Had some Zoom calls.
Yeah.
I was very impressed. I am the treasurer of the board of Open Arms Free Clinic. It's a charitable clinic that does free healthcare for people.
That's awesome.
And we had to shut down for a while. Because it just didn't make sense to provide care. Our providers, we have amazing volunteer doctors, nurses, real actual practicing doctors, nurses that give up a bunch of time to provide care for free, which is just insane and blows my mind every time I think about it.
Yeah.
And we had over $1 million of donated care last year.
That's insane.
So
and amazing.
We had our board meeting over Zoom and we had 2 80-year-old board members that were like teaching me stuff about, oh yeah, if you just click that, you can do it that way.
What?
I thought that was so cool.
What?
And we're in good shape and like planning on how we can come out of this. And we're doing a lot of like virtual visits.
Dude.
So it's one thing for these doctors to come into the clinic one day a month or whatever and say, I have office hours for 6 hours and I'll see, you know, however many patients. But for them to still do the actual virtual visits now when they don't have any reason to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that commitment of going in or anything, but to still care about their patients is one of those things that everybody hates how much health insurance costs.
Yeah,
but it's easy to forget that at the core of it, there's doctors, nurses, dentists, other providers that really care about making sure people are well. And that was the highlight of my
week. Moment, Nick.
Yeah, I just started like...
We're getting a little...
I just started like crying.
I'm just, you know...
Because I was like...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just a really cool thing. So that was like the highlight of my week.
I have gotten to tour Open Arms a while back, and like obviously I'm nowhere near as invested in it. I just don't know it as well. But they have an awesome executive director, and she gave a really engaging tour to a group of us. And I got to meet one of the doctors. And yeah, you could just tell one of the volunteer doctors. Like, it was really cool. I wish I could remember his name. But he was
Bob Fasano.
I don't know.
He's our medical director.
I can like picture his face.
Yeah, he's been his bearded little glasses. Yeah,
glasses. Yeah, it was him.
Dr. Fasano.
Okay, he's great.
And he puts his medical license on the line as a supervising care person for all of us. I mean,
good job, Dr. Fasano.
That's just
unbelievable. It was cool. Yeah, well, okay, so highs and highs and lows and lows,
highs
man.
Highs and highs, lows and lows. Time to have a beer, right?
Yeah, you guys, so Nick didn't tell me what we were having today.
Well, I know you like a good-looking can.
Yeah, and this is all I'm going to tell you.
I ordered this just because it's called LSD, speaking of
highs. Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called LSD. Okay, lavender, so, sunflower, honey, and dates.
As we were talking about mushrooms, there on this can is a bearded hippie, and I don't mean to be offensive. It is definitely a bearded hippie. Like, he's got round sunglasses and a long mustache and
it's
hair.
Got lilac color print on it.
So it is beautiful. This looks like, to me, an adult coloring page.
Like, comes from Indeed. Yes, it's exactly what it looks like. You're right.
Yeah, it's awesome. So it's a beautiful can, so it's hopefully it tastes good.
Pale ale with lilac, sunflower,
honey. Lavender.
Lavender.
Come on, man. Lavender, sunflower, honey, and dates. I don't know about that.
I don't know either. I just bought it because I needed some new beer to fill up the case. We're filling the case back up.
Yeah, why?
Because we're opening the store again soon. And I was like, okay, sounds good. Ship it. I saw, I was like, ooh, Bridget would like
Bridget's
this can.
Bridget's going to like this can. I don't know about the beer, but it's pretty.
This is very aromatic.
I have not yet sipped it, you guys. I'm staring at it and I'm smelling it.
I am too.
I don't know why I'm nervous.
There's a lot of the lavender type of...
I love lavender. It's one of my favorite scents. It's supposed to be relaxing.
And if you don't like this as a beer, you can use it as a diffuser.
You can just sniff it, which is what Nick and I have done so far. Not drinking it. It smells really great. It's a honey beer of some sort, it says.
Yeah, sunflower honey.
Hmm. We both are speechless. I don't know what to say about it.
It's kind of medicinal. It's kind of gin-like.
I love gin. So
this reminds me of OG from Milwaukee Brewing Company.
Oh, I haven't had that name.
An ale with like Japanese black tea and stuff.
Okay, so I like this, but it is very like it's unique. But unique in a good way. To me, actually, I would like it even colder. Like it's cold.
Yeah.
It was definitely a cold can, but I feel like don't judge me, everyone. It needs to be over ice.
I'm not into LSD. It's interesting. I give them a good go.
I would drink one can of this, literally over ice. I'm not kidding.
Because that's probably, yeah.
Doesn't it feel like...
It's also like 8% alcohol, I think.
I saw a 7-something, yeah.
7.2, yeah. So a little bit of dialing it back might be nice with the ice.
Put it over ice. Don't judge me for telling you to pour your beer over ice, everybody.
So that's indeed LSD. If you want to buy the pretty can and say you're drinking LSD...
We're going to post a picture of it.
Yeah, just, you know.
You can talk about all the mushrooms and the LSD beer... We didn't mean to do that.
We actually did not plan that. But speaking of opening the store, we're starting to bring cool beer back in.
Awesome.
Because people can come in and buy it.
Yep.
Nobody knows like how to order cool beer without seeing it because you want to see the cans. And
yeah,
be like,
man.
Okay, I'll get that.
We buy from our labels.
You don't just call and say, I want the newest cool 4-pack of Haze Bra.
Bra.
Also, women are doing the ordering and men are getting the beer. So it doesn't work.
Okay, women like beer.
I'm not saying that. But in terms of the Haze Bra...
Yeah, I don't end anything in bra.
That's kind of a Haze Bra thing. Okay. Like, it's a bunch of bros getting it. But we're also bringing back some of the fun bratwurst flavors.
Oh, yes.
And that was the best thing I've ate this week.
Oh, your favorite crazy
chili brats.
Is that your favorite brat flavor?
No.
Okay.
But I really like them. They're very good. And with the hectic schedule, I had about 30 minutes to get together, dinner, clean up Simona, all the things. So I made some brats with some can of corn, can of baked beans. It's great.
It just feels so like I made some brats.
And the chili brat, oh, so good.
Just doesn't sound like something I'm going to eat.
Well, you can take it out of
I don't like chili.
I don't like chili either.
What?
Yeah, we had this discussion at the chili
cook-off. At the chili cook-off. You're right. And no one around us
liked
chili. Yeah,
we had a line
chili.
Of like six people that really were doing this chili cook-off and we don't like chili.
Yeah, that's true. I remember. God,
so
that
it's the
like
chili spices.
Ago.
It's the chili spices with cheddar cheese in it.
Is there beans in it?
No beans.
Okay, great. Ooh, yes. Then I bet it is delicious.
It's very delicious. You could use it as a skillet.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Cut off that casing.
Yeah, get rid of that. That's the best thing
get
I ate.
Get rid of that smell.
And it's also like this very like emotional.
Flavored brats. Well, yeah, get excited, guys. We are talking about all the new brat flavors. We're telling you again, posting those about what's coming back. So I'm a classic cheddar green pepper girl. So anyway, guys, I did not eat a brat this week, but it was our anniversary on Sunday. And this.
Did we talk about the train, the parade?
I don't think so.
Oh we gotta talk about
the
parade.
You guys. So we live in a neighborhood. So like, you know, the parades that are going on with for their birthdays or whatever, where the local fire departments are doing sirens and lights and coming by for the parades. Well, we were in the car, my family, so including both my kids and my four-year-old, who's very observant and inquisitive. And we were driving down our hill and up comes like just a line of fire trucks and ambulance. And so Elliot is, what's going on? And so we had to try and explain like, hey, we live in the weirdest time ever. And this is how people celebrate birthdays now, by a parade. Okay, so he said, great. In the same token, we were talking about a wedding that was a friend of ours had to cancel their wedding. And he was saying, well, are we going to have a wedding parade? And we were like, good idea, but no. So, okay, fast forward. It's our anniversary on Sunday. And I have to say, like, we do a good job of celebrating our anniversary, like just the two of us or with our family. But because, again, we live in a weird time, my parents and my sister were so awesome and wanted to make it special. And it was a gloomy, rainy day. So they got together.
It's good luck, as we discussed.
I mean, I love I love a good gloomy, rainy day. So my sister dropped off dinner for us, like a nice dinner for us. And then my parents consulted Nick and picked up some awesome wine, and they dropped off wine so we could enjoy like a nice dinner at home. So it was really thoughtful. So we got to have an awesome dinner, which I promise you, that's the best thing I ate all week. And I'll tell you about it in a sec. But first, before dinner, Elliot, he did an anniversary parade for us, and it was the cutest. He took all of his like fire trucks, which we have 87, and his like semi trucks and pickup, all of his vehicles, and lined them up and said it was an anniversary parade. And we have these magnets that are like the alphabet, but
it was really
cute. Like an I for ice cream cone, D for donut. So he picked up the ice cream cone and the donut and like put them on the like a grabber of the fire engine and paraded it to us and said that was our anniversary gift. Anyway, it was very cute. The end. So dinner, back to dinner, guys. Sopra. My sister ordered from Sopra, and I haven't been there. Last time I was there was on our anniversary last year. I was pregnant, 9 months pregnant with Lucy, 8.5 months pregnant, and we went to Sopra. I had the same meal, I think, but so probably some tweaks. But Shannon brought me the gnocchi, which have you had the gnocchi at Sopra?
I don't think I have.
I love gnocchi. So it was awesome, and Tyler had duck. So would Shannon.
Tyler loves duck.
Shannon guessed. And yes, she remembered from Friendsgiving when we made duck.
Tyler loves duck.
So she brought Tyler duck and me gnocchi, and then of course tiramisu for
dessert. I've made Tyler duck three different times.
Yeah, because I've never made it for him. So if you could just keep doing that, that'd be great. So that was the best thing I ate. Well, I also made my own tiramisu, which we talked about last week. Spoiler alert, Sopra's was better, but mine was still really good. Just gonna
I'm glad.
Okay, I was really proud of myself.
We should go back and listen. In 5 months, I feel like you've turned from this ugly duck into a beautiful swan.
I have. I have made donuts, a lot of baked goods. No, I made toasted ravioli.
Yes.
I made that again this week. Okay, anyway, lots of good food, but also lots of good news stories around the web. I feel like some...
Around the web.
Around the
internet.
On the Googles.
The web.com tour, of which Sean Gallagher, winner.
Winner. I feel like, thankfully, my algorithms maybe are changing, and I'm like less doom and gloom all the time in my newsfeed. And so I'm really enjoying seeing some nice things. And I saw this awesome thing. There's a dad that started a YouTube page called Dad, How Do I? And it's just he made the page for someone who doesn't have a dad or doesn't have a good relationship with their dad. And he's just like making videos of like how to fix a leaky faucet or how to, I don't know what else, to be honest with you. Things like that around the house that I'm able to just call my dad and say, hey, how do you do this? He made a whole YouTube page for it, which I think is awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so check it out. I mean, it's a great resource.
Also, if you have a dad but don't want to have him tell you you're an idiot, he should have raised you better. And what are you doing? Why don't you know this? Just use the YouTube.
Check out the YouTube page, Dad, How Do I?
I actually asked my dad about something. He's like, can't you find that on YouTube?
Sure can, Dad.
So now I can. Right so here. Now I'll never talk to you, Dad. Hope you're happy now.
Hope you're happy. Thanks for the new YouTube page.
My cool thing is coronavirus related, but it comes from a friend of ours.
Yes.
Laura.
Shout out Laura.
She has the coolest idea. She has someone in her family turning 21. And
today
as we record this.
Yes.
Happy birthday. And they aren't doing a real pub crawl because of all of the things, but they're doing a virtual friend's house pub crawl. So they're going to a number of different houses of family members and going and having a different drink at each one. They started early with tequila shots.
Yeah,
at home.
Oof, man.
Because it's 21st birthday.
Morning tequila shots.
That's the way to get going. But then there was a wine stop, a couple of beers.
Ice cream drinks.
Yes.
That's the best one. The ice cream drinks.
I thought that was cool. So we might rip that concept off for like Geneva Country Meats.
We'll give you credit, Laura.
But if you're at home and you're bored and you're jealous of people that are going out to bars, but you don't feel comfortable doing that.
Yep.
Then maybe make your living room one stop, your bedroom another stop, the laundry room, and just go to each room and have a different drink at each one. And you can have your own pub crawl at home. Maybe have you know, your little, whatchamacallit, a telephone, a cell phone?
Oh, this
with your
cellular
YouTubes,
device?
With your YouTubes going, and you can check it all out. It'd be great. Maybe you have a Pandora station.
Well, guys,
play,
let
like,
us know.
Like, college radio, you know, like...
Should we rip this off and do something like it?
I think that would be...
So yeah, that's an awesome one. I mean, okay, whatever. I saw lots of good news. I'll just stop talking about
it. I did see one bit of bad news.
I don't want to hear it.
Did you hear the Italian chef that died?
No.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh! Yeah, he passed away. Okay, I'm grateful that that was a joke. I couldn't handle sad news about that, okay? All right, we are back with our favorite products.
He passed away.
Oh, you guys, we talked a lot on our break about how Nick really should have said it like that.
I should have done it like that.
Shoot. Yes. Edit that out, man. Well, okay, so Memorial Day weekend, we're recording as we're heading into Memorial Day weekend, and it's supposed to be pretty warm here. You know, our area of the world is open. While I don't really feel ready to pile onto a beach with 800 people, I still want to play in some water fun, and I want my kids to be able to play outside, so... I have gotten all of the inflatable fun water things from our backyard. So I have separate pools for Elliot and Lucy. Elliot's is like a fun one that I can sit in with him. And then Lucy's is this like little inflatable one that we can just put like an inch of water in. And it has a little awning. So
that's nice for the delicate skin.
My kids have very delicate skin. And we've got a sprinkler and squirt guns. And so... my husband and I talked about giving them a little gift, like pretending like it's the end of the school year and saying, hey, this would normally be near the end of the school year, and like, here's your fun gift for the weekend. And Elliot gets very excited about gifts. So my product recommendation here is this inflatable pool that we will post. It's got a nice little awning if you have young kids that you want to be under the sun. And then just put together a little gift of fun, sun in the fun, fun in the sun.
Fun, fun, fun in the sun.
So you can play outside in your backyard for the summer months and just hang out with your circle of people.
I like that.
Yeah, it's super fun. I'm very excited.
Or you could fill it with LSD beer and have...
have a different kind of day.
A different kind of party.
Or Jell-O.
Jell-O?
Sounds sticky.
Exciting. Or spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, spaghetti.
And have, you know, a little spaghetti meatball fight. Or, harkening back to last week, tomatoes. Tomato fight.
Guys, all the things you could do with an inflatable pool.
Unbelievable. As you all know, I am in a new house, and that comes with a lot of new furniture. We need a lot of new furniture. So it's been a challenge shopping for the furniture in the times of Corona. I think that should be a movie, Furniture Shopping in the Time of Corona.
Sounds like a terrible movie.
Ugh, it would be so much drama, so much stress, because you can't go and sit on the couch. You have
so
to look at it online.
Reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm on board.
It'd be like a love story encapsulated
See
in a
shopping. See if you can make it through the couch shopping online.
Oh, yeah. So we have a space where we want a sectional and a full couch, which is kind of hard to find matching ones.
Yeah.
And we also want something that isn't going to ship in, I don't know, July.
Yeah.
Which is a huge problem right now.
Yep.
So we discovered this company called Burrow. They are an online couch maker. And they're in the Carolinas, North Carolina. They use sustainable American products. They have their American workers. They have videos where they have a cat claw scratching at their fabric like 5,000 times. And when they're done, they're like, yeah, it's not perfect, but look, it's very...
I mean, that's a good sales video.
Yes, I think if they would said, oh, we scratched it 5,000 times with a cat claw and it looks like nothing happened to it, I'd be like,
you're lying.
You're lying. So I was very impressed by this. They're coming. It's going to be completed on June 1st and coming. So if you're looking for couches, check this out. They ship out swatches so you can check out some fabric colors, which is a big concern. But I will keep everybody updated as how do I like these couches.
Yeah.
But
how they're wearing in.
Yeah. If you are in the need for some sofas, they come free shipping. They're modular. You can assemble them.
Guys, they're really beautiful. So I popped on their website. I'm going to need a new couch one of these days. So
yeah.
Good recommendation, Nick.
So yeah, check that out. That's what I got.
All right, guys. So I feel like people eat a lot coming up here Memorial Day weekend. Lots of grilling. So we're talking food. I have something I want to tell you about that's not on our meal plan, okay? Certainly I'll tell you about our meal plan.
What is this?
Dill pickle hummus. Are you a pickle hater?
I love pickles.
Okay, I was like, you're the person that's going to hate pickles. No. All right, so Trader Joe's, creator of all things delicious and crazy, has a dill pickle hummus, and I'm dying to try it, but we don't have one around here, of course.
Do you know we tried dill pickle snack sticks?
Oh, were they terrible?
They were terrible.
Oh,
the idea is they go in a Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah.
And it was just like fake dill pickle vinegar,
have you had
salty
the
briny.
Like dill pickle chips?
Yes, not a huge fan.
Okay, well, I love pickles.
It's fake, so it's adding more salt to something already salty.
I love salt.
I do too. But salt and vinegar chips, even, you're like, okay, I can have like 10 of these, and then that's enough.
Yeah.
Now, ramp that up to be dill pickle.
So it just hurts your tongue.
And it's also like Cheetos, where you get, instead of the orange stuff on your fingers, you get green stuff on your fingers.
That's amazing.
So it looks
sounds
like you
great.
Have boogers on your fingers.
Wow. Everything about this sounds delicious. Have you guys tried dill pickle hummus? I don't even know if it's out yet. I just saw an article and I need to have it. So
I'm interested.
Someone mail me some.
I'm interested.
Make sure it's cold. Thank you. But if you're not on board with dill pickle hummus, we do have a buttermilk fried chicken that is spicy on the meal plan for this week. And I am jazzed. I want to be able to make a really good fried chicken. I don't think I can, but I found this great recipe that you wrote.
You can do that.
Yeah, we're going to give it a try.
Is that what you bought that chicken for? Cut it up?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. No, I'm not prepared.
Aren't you buying a chicken?
I haven't gotten my groceries yet.
I thought you had a chicken on your list.
No way, man. Just got some brats and
burgers. Oh, that was another friend of mine. That was Doug. Doug has a chicken
on
his list.
Yeah, okay. Don't confuse your friends.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Humble brag. I work a lot. That's true. Often 7 times a week. 7 days a week. 7 times a week.
7 times.
7 times a week. So I don't get... and if I do, I usually only take one day off, so I don't get a lot of long weekends. So... We are closed on major holidays, so Memorial Day, Labor Day are nice because I actually do get 2 days off in a row usually.
Yay.
And that means I can do food cooking projects.
Wow.
So that means smoking something and just going all out on the, I will start it one night, come back the next morning, put it back in, all the things.
Just not sound like my kind of enjoyment.
This is so good. So I am going to make, on this week's meal plan, we have the Texas smoked brisket. And I got to tell you, I love brisket. I love brisket.
I love it.
You do it with the pickles, the dill pickles, the onion, the white bread.
Do you know why brisket's on the meal plan this week?
Why?
Big holiday.
Oh, that's right.
National Brisket Day.
Oh, that's coming up.
You guys, we love a good food holiday, and there are a few this week, so check out that meal plan for all the food holidays.
And check out this brisket recipe.
Yeah.
You have to season it only with salt and pepper. That
oh,
is
really?
The Texas way to do it. Only with salt and pepper.
But you got to have the pickles and white bread, right?
You got to baste it with vinegar.
Oh.
No sauce. Mop. You know, just a little mop.
Mop it up.
And what I tell people about brisket is I am not going to give you a cooking time.
Why?
Because briskets really take forever to cook, and depending on a lot of different factors, it could take anywhere from 16 to 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
You need to cook it to 208 degrees.
208. What if it's 210? Too far?
Too far.
Wow.
208's this like magic. 206, 207, 208. Cook it to that. Don't cook it to what? Some people are like, oh, well, 165 is done. Yes, you're correct. Thank you very much.
But
it will be tough, hard to slice, not fall apart. There's so much collagen fat in there, you haven't rendered that down.
Man.
So you want to get it up to 206, 207, 208. Everything's ooey gooey, delicious on the inside, perfectly tender.
I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
208 is very precise.
This is the one thing where I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, you got to cook it to this.
Okay, man, I'm not cooking a brisket this week, so you just tell me how it goes.
Use some oak. Don't use mesquite. Some people claim to use mesquite, and they're wrong.
Wait, is this like a green egg project?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you have an electric smoker, or you can do it on a grill, too.
Oh.
Grill's a little hard just because you're going to go through a ton of propane.
Oh, can you do it on a coal? Charcoal?
Yep, you can do it on charcoal.
Great. So we have like an old school charcoal grill, and I love it.
Or Tyler could help me.
Yeah. Also, I'm sure that will happen.
I'll call Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Come on over.
Stand by the smoker with me and drink some beers for the next day.
He'll be like, I got to go help Nick with a project. Ugh.
So hard.
I'll be back as soon as I can in 16 to 24 hours.
Go check out the meal plan. There are some winners on this week. I am jazzed
about
it.
Lots of food holidays.
Lots of food. The best part about food holidays, yes, they're made up, but what should I make for dinner?
Yes.
Congratulations, there's an answer.
It's when I was writing the meal plan, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like, oh, this makes it so much easier, guys. It tells me what to eat for dinner that day. Thank you, made up holidays.
It's perfect.
Okay, great. Let's talk about the more you know.
The more you know.
Do you think we'll get better at singing as we keep doing this?
Maybe.
Unlikely.
Practice makes perfect. What's it? You have to do something 10,000 times before you master it?
So you guys got 9,000.
997.
Yeah, like, good luck. All right, what facts do you have for us?
Well, with Memorial Day, this is a holiday that I think is done really well in Lake Geneva.
Yeah, usually.
We have a really dedicated Legion post that takes the lead with this, and then the middle school band actually takes the lead with this because the high school band has to go to all the various communities. But there's a very nice parade, and there's a very nice wreath laying ceremony, and mm-hmm. then the band does like a trumpet taps thing. It's very, very nice, and it's important to remember Memorial Day. Don't go thank a veteran. That's not what this is about. If you do that, you're probably going to get yelled at, depending on the veteran. This is about the people that actually lost their lives, and this is, I think, a very important holiday for all of us to take seriously and spend the 30 minutes to an hour to actually show some appreciation to that.
And, you know, you guys, obviously things are different this year. So I did just see that our mayor made a post officially saying, you know, the parade is canceled,
of course,
this year. But it, yeah, normally is a really great parade. I love it. It's so fun.
So I thought for this week we could do some Memorial Day facts.
Yeah, man. Good on you. Because I started looking up Memorial Day facts and I gave up because I got bored.
So it's actually kind of interesting. It does have an interesting backstory. So it was originally called Decoration Day.
Yes, that's the one fact I was going
to
use.
And I thought you'd be real into like, ooh, Decoration Day.
I like it.
It was decorated as in decorating graves.
Yes.
Because after the Civil War, we had all these dead people. More Americans died in the Civil War in combat than World War I and World War II combined.
I also saw that.
It's insane.
I know.
So they would go out and decorate the graves. Yep. And that's why it was called Decoration Day. It was always...
Let's bring back some holiday called Decoration Day. It sounds like a fun day.
But it was not an official holiday until 1971. That's when it became Memorial Day. And
that's when it switched.
Yeah, because the Decoration Day thing was more focused on Civil War graves.
Yep.
And all of these things really started with the Civil War stuff. So changed to remembering all of our war dead.
Well, that's
and the people from like the American Revolution, the War of 1812, the Mexican-American War, they got screwed.
Sorry, War of 1812.
Like those guys.
I mean, I think that's a good switch.
And they're the OGs, you know?
Yeah, sorry guys. Thank you. my facts are not incredibly exciting. That's not true. I actually think they're really interesting. They're just so random. I apologize, but welcome to my brain these days, okay? I feel like some people are going to know this. These are about food, which I don't think is that random because we talk about food.
We talk about food a lot.
This is about food. I didn't know this, but I watch Ratatouille a lot, so I liked this fact. The 100 folds in a chef's hat, do you know that they represent something? I just like can't believe
no
this
clue.
Is true. They apparently represent 100 ways to cook an egg. I like can't think of 100
ways. There's 100 ways to cook an egg.
I mean, I'm probably not going to question this, but it's, according to, I don't know, some gourmet magazine, the pleats used to signify a chef's level of experience, like the number of ways he or she knows how to prepare eggs.
Wow.
I know. I don't know. I'm going to have to look up the 100 ways. If you know them, type them to us. Just kidding. I'm not going to read 100 ways to prepare an egg.
And you can poach them. You can boil them.
Scramble
them.
Over hard, over easy, sunny side up. Some of these are the same thing with just different names.
There's not 100 ways. You could cook it on a car's radiator.
Yeah, see, I mean, maybe that counts.
You can grill. I mean,
you can eat it raw. Put it in a brownie. Like, I don't know. Nick's just throwing up over here on his brand new carpet. Just kidding, everyone. Okay. M&M. Do you know what the M&M stand for?
Marshall Mathers.
I like that this is trivia instead. Yes, Marshall Mathers. That was well done. So I knew one of these. So it stands for Mars, which okay. makes sense, right? The yeah, candy yeah. company. And Murray. M-U-R-R-I-E. So Forrest Mars is son of the Mars Company founder. Uh-huh. So apparently, okay, great. He kind of first spotted this candy, apparently. And he teamed up with Bruce Murray, who is son of the Hershey's chocolate president. Oh. So they combined to make this melt in your mouth, not in your hand slogan.
I like that.
So one of them had the chocolate side, obviously, Murray. And Mars had the hard candy shell, so... M&M. Oh, I have M&M's in my purse right now. Don't leave home without them.
What type of M&M's? Are they just the normal ones or?
Yeah, they're just normal ones.
I like the normal ones. I don't like the peanut ones.
I like all M&M's. Like, have you had the pretzel ones?
I wasn't aware.
Don't even look at me like that. It's a blue bag. They're the best.
I could see that being
delicious.
I think
they're circular, so they're like the little pad pretzels.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. I love pretzels.
Maybe because they're all Pennsylvania companies, maybe they got like some good Snyder's of Hanover pretzels for that.
Oh, yum. Mm. You guys, I'm just leaving it at two facts of food today. I think that's all I need to share with you. Sorry if you are dying to know more about food.
But yeah, those are two good facts.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Those are good facts. I got one last Memorial Day fact, and that is... Where'd it go? I wrote this down. I wanted to get it right.
Okay.
I want to get this right.
Feels like it's going to be a complicated one. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. Well, oh, my gosh.
It's okay. While you're looking for that, I have plenty of non-food facts, you know?
Where'd it go? I wrote it down.
You guys, in this world we live in, I also always say that I wrote things down. What that means is it's typed out somewhere on my computer. Like, I just have to write this down real fast.
Ah, here we go.
Ta-da.
President Bill Clinton in 2000 passed a law that a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 o'clock local time. So that means different times throughout the nation.
Yes.
So at 3 o'clock, you're supposed to cool your jets for a second.
Okay.
And remember the things.
This makes sense now. I didn't know that there was a certain time. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Because then why don't we do our parades and things at that time?
Because the high school band has to go around to all these different
because
places.
We're really busy. Okay, so that makes sense because on our mayor's post, she had mentioned that the churches are going to be tolling their bells,
yeah.
I think, at 3 o'clock. Or so.
And now it's time for
Kid Corner! Ooh, that was a good one.
That was good.
We're getting better.
We
see?
Are getting better.
10,000 more times.
Yep. We're almost there. You got you up first? You go?
Yeah, man, because I've got two kids, which means I've got two kid corners.
Did you get a sprinkle?
I did. It was really nice, actually. It was when we could go in public, so ooh. As it was years ago. And we did the Pfister in Milwaukee at their top 23rd floor in their, it's called Blue. They do like high tea on Sundays.
Ooh.
And I've always wanted to do it. So
You drink the tea?
Yeah, so I just had the non-caffeinated ones.
I was going to say, that would probably explain a lot about Lucy.
Yeah, I mean, like, also I bent the rules with Lucy because, you know, second kid. So we'll start with Lucy.
Lucy.
It's a brief one, and I'm really only mentioning because I need your help, guys. So her birthday is on June 1st, okay? I was all set with a theme to, like, have a party with ourselves, but I love a good themed party, as you know. So everything was great. We were going to have a garden party. I had these really fun hats that I was going to do.
Ooh, perfect.
Then my husband reminded me. It's her golden birthday.
Oh, it's her golden birthday.
Like, shit. Also, I'm surprised how many people don't know what a golden birthday is.
I wasn't big into it. Sarah's family's big into it.
Oh, yeah.
And that led to a really rough 28th birthday for me.
Oh, because why?
I celebrated very hard.
Oh, right. Yeah. But now we discussed this.
Very hard.
I got Goldschlager on my birthday, which was maybe before I was 21, but that was the greatest gift. So she's one and won't remember this, but I still feel really,
the pictures,
you know,
can live on forever, though.
Obviously. And I'm all about it. All I've got so far is Golden Girls themed party. And obviously that'd be hilarious, but maybe not very fun for my one-year-old.
You could do Goldfinger, like the James Bond thing.
Goldfinger, yes, she will love that.
You could paint her in gold paint. She could finger paint stuff.
Naked
gold.
Lucy covered in gold paint.
So that would be amazing.
Send your golden birthday
that
ideas.
That would be amazing.
And we've already discussed R. Kelly's golden shower, so we can move on past that one too, okay? But thank you for your ideas. On to Elliot.
On to Elliot.
The real golden child. Okay, so not one, two, three, or maybe I think up to five people now have asked me to do this with Elliot. Have you guys seen the toddler challenge? Do you know what this is, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so many people are like, you need to do this with Elliot. They've sent
Elliot
it to me.
Elliot will pass it. He's a good boy.
Okay, you have way more faith in him than me. So for those of you that don't know, look it up or listen to me here. The toddler challenge is like, you sit down with your kid and you're like, hey, kid, here's some delicious M&Ms, if you will. Let's count them together. There are 10 of them. Okay, you just need to look at them. Mommy needs to run in the other room. You can't have them until I come back. And so you're like just testing their temptation, right? And their willpower, which he's 4.
This is a thing with dogs first, by the way.
Oh, perfect. I mean, lots of similarities.
Small children, dogs.
Same. So yeah, so you have to like test them and like record it and post if your kid passes or fails. I would feel better if like anyone posted one of their kids failing, but everyone sends me one where their kid succeeds. And so now I just feel scared. I don't want to shame my kid.
I think Elliot's going to burst out of the room though and go start asking you a million questions about, well, mom, why don't I have to do
this? Can I eat the red ones but not the yellow? Why can't mama? You're right.
That's how he's going to do it.
But so does that count? Like he waited. Kind of.
Well, he's being intelligent about it, and right. He's trying to understand the logic behind
it. My little
it.
So genius child.
I think that's why.
So if I ever get Lucy's TikTok done and Elliot's challenge done, toddler challenge, then I'm going to call myself a success.
I'm going to do it to Simona. I'm going to say, let's count this, and we'll go, bah, bah, bah.
And I can't feed it to you because you'll choke on
and
it.
And I'll put it so far out of reach you can't even touch it. I'll say, wow, look at how beautiful and talented my daughter
my
is.
My child is a genius.
Wow. Good work, Simona.
Is she crawling?
Not crawling yet.
Okay, man. Maybe for the M&Ms she'll crawl.
She's trying to. It's funny because she does not like being on her back right now. She wants to be on her tummy. But then she can't crawl. And she's like trying so hard and she gets really pissed off and starts screaming.
Oh.
And that's one of my stories, I guess, now.
Oh, great.
Because now I can tell. No, she just like gets over. She, you know, you try to dress her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want this.
See ya.
I want to be on my stomach. And so
that's right, girl.
Yeah. And then she gets all angry.
Yeah. Can you imagine how frustrating that would be?
But my story is my wife and I are discussing baby food.
Oh,
and yeah. She's on some of the more flavorless, more disgusting types of baby food. And I have been listening to the Dave Chang podcast. Shout out to Dave Chang, Chef Dave Chang. Know you're listening, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
He'd stop listening. He's maybe. Way too famous. If you're listening.
Really, we love you.
We love you. Your food's great. But he was talking about he has a little one around a year old, and he's cooking like real food for the little one and feeding the little one the real food. I'm like, I should make some flavorful food. I have one child, and I want her to eat good food. And so
but
we
won't
have,
feed her eggs.
Oh, gross. So we had the discussion of how much seasoning can we do? Can I really cook her real food, or do we have to? And I'm like, I'm going to add some oregano if I want to add some damn oregano. No, I'm not going to add jalapenos to it. But, you know, maybe a little curry powder.
Yeah, curry powder.
Get open up Simona's horizons. And Sarah was a little bit more cautious, which is a good thing. I think it balances out our parenting styles. I'm a little bit more, let's do it.
Opposites attract.
And then and she's like, well, you know, maybe we should not give her the ability to jump off a tall building. I'm like, nah, she'll do it. She'll be fine. There's a trampoline down there. It'll be great. So the next morning, I catch my darling wife feeding my darling daughter waffles.
What? Is this her first waffle?
Yes. She's giving her waffles. After she told me I can't make stuff, she's well, Simona wanted some waffles, so I gave her some waffles.
Waffles taste like nothing. There's no flavor in a waffle. Not a frozen waffle. Ugh. I'm on Sarah's side. Good job, man.
Well, yeah, I'm all for feeding her the waffles, but don't...
I wanted to feed her the flavor.
I wanted to feed her some... I want to bring the flavor. I'm bringing the flavor.
But, Nick, I heard that Simona pooped all over you this week.
Oh, God. Story 3. I hit the holy trifecta. We're feeding her. I'm feeding her. And we're hanging out on the bed feeding her this morning. In the morning, as we do. And she's halfway through her bottle and... You know, take a little sniff. I'm like, I think you pooped. So do a little diaper check, you know, fingers on the diaper bullet, you know, and you're like, oh yeah, you pooped. Okay. And then right as the fingers are in there.
Sick, man. Sound effects.
Poop all over me.
Great.
I'm like, well, okay.
Here we are.
Let's go change your diaper. So pick her up. To go change her diaper, being very careful not to use that hand to touch anything until I can get to the sink.
Sick.
And have her over my shoulder, and she proceeds to spit up all of the milk.
Ew.
Or at least what I thought was all of the milk.
But also the waffle.
No, this was a different day. And spits that up. all over me and the floor.
Ew.
And I'm like, okay.
Good morning.
This is great. This is great. Cool,
but it
cool.
Gets better.
Get her to the changing table, get her pants off, and get the diaper off, and she proceeds to pee everywhere.
Oh, yes.
On the changing table.
Good day.
And I'm just like, I love you very much. You're a very beautiful baby girl. So we got everything cleaned up. She was all clean. We had her dressed for the day, actually, which I don't know why we were that ambitious. And I was like,
getting her dressed is ambitious?
Well, before we fed her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Just keep them naked.
I was like, okay, well, we got you clean. You know, all right, so we're good.
Yep.
Get back to finish the bottle, and boom, spits up all over her pants. And needed to put her in new pants.
So it was a good day.
I hit the trifecta.
And that was all before 8 a.m.
All before 8 a.m.
If you're thinking about having kids out there, guys.
Don't do it. Sarah does more of this than I do, but it was just a very, very concentrated dose of poop.
Well, everybody, that's what we have for you.
We told you the highs were high and the lows were low.
We didn't even go as low as the lows go.
But that's what's going on.
It's a little glimpse into our life this week. I hope you are enjoying yours and get some fun water time. I don't know.
Whether it's on a boat, under your shower, or in a
a moment of peace in the shower.
Kids pool filled with LSD beer.
Yeah, enjoy that, or tomato sauce, or all the things.
Or whatever. It'll be great.
Enjoy your week. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us.
We appreciate all the feedback. Shoot us an email at hello@dinnerplusdrinks.com or check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks so much, guys.